Today is the third and final day of a strike by service workers at 10 University of California campuses. Thousands of nurses' aides, dining hall workers, custodians, and others are walking off the job. This is the latest saga in a year-long wage dispute. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports from one of the larger strikes on the campus of UCLA.
Chants of "shut it down" on the picket line in front of UCLA's Ronald Reagan Medical Center. Members of the University of California's largest union, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, are holding signs reading "second-class workers." Reina Avila, a nurse's assistant, is wearing a green T-shirt that says, "We run UC."
UC, they need to know that, you know, we're the care providers and we're the one that makes them make the big bucks.
The union wants a 6% raise instead of the 3% the university originally offered. They're also angry over the raising of the retirement age from 60 to 65, and they want health care premiums frozen.
If nothing is resolved, we'll continue to keep fighting until we get a fair contract.
Avila decided striking 3 days without pay is worth it if it draws attention to workers' personal situations. Both she and her husband work at the hospital. They have only one car and a long commute. His shift starts at 4 a.m., hers at 7 a.m., so she sleeps in their car on campus until her shift starts. They're also struggling to afford putting two kids through college.
It's a sacrifice, and it's a double sacrifice that we're both here.
Union workers say they've put contingency plans in place for medical emergencies, but thousands of medical appointments, including things like chemo for cancer patients, have had to be rescheduled at UC hospitals from Southern California to the Bay Area. Yesterday, nurses and technical unions also joined the walkouts in a sympathy strike that's caused a yet untold number of additional disruptions.
There's no denying that it's definitely had a negative impact on the public and on the people we serve.
Claire DeWan is the spokesperson for the University of California, which is calling the three-day walkout ill-advised. She says the service workers already have good health care benefits, paying on average about $20 a month, and their demands for a 6% annual raise can't be justified to taxpayers.
All they've done is hurt care for our patients and our students. It's done nothing, the strike, to change our position on their unreasonable demands for excessive raises and benefits.
It's not clear how effective this large service workers' strike will be. It does follow the recent highly publicized teacher walkouts in other states. And it's happening as nationally unions had been seen as declining in both influence and membership. Right now, the university has imposed even less of a pay raise as the labor dispute has dragged on. But at least some of these picketers here see a bigger cause. Scott Gilliam has worked as a physician's assistant at the hospital for 18 years.
The raise is not my issue. It's the fact of inequality itself.
Gilliam says across California and the country, wages for the highest income earners are going up and up, while those at the lower end are mostly stagnant.
If they want better quality care, they need to take care of us so we can take care of the community.
Gilliam says union workers are prepared to strike again with 10 days' notice if a better contract isn't hammered out. Their current strike ends early tomorrow morning. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Los Angeles.